How are you? Happy, happy, happy Thursday. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What a fun week. Thank you, by the way, for all the emails and all the Facebook stuff. You guys are cool. Love hearing from you. So today we're going to talk about focus. And, oh, focus, where are you? I can't find my focus. I got to get focused again. What, you were saying you're distracted? No, I lost my focus. So you're saying you're distracted? No. Lost my focus. Come on! If you lost your focus, you're distracted. Although if you speak Scott logic, you know that distraction to me is just another kind of focus, isn't it? We'll talk about that today. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Stand up, take a step, repeat. That's how you do it. How long do you steep repeat? Scott, okay, I got it. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to take a step. I'm going to repeat. In other words, I have an idea, so I'm going to spring myself into action, right? And then what I'm going to, a lot of people stand up, but they don't do anything. Stand up if you're ready to go. Yeah, let's go. Everybody stands there. So you take a step. You lean in. That's what you do. And now, let's see, if you lean forward a little bit while you're standing, you have to take a step or you fall on your face, right? I know you've done that before, too. But you have to lean forward and you fall into it. And then you have to pick up the other foot and you have to keep walking and you just keep repeating. As long as you keep repeating, you don't fall over. Isn't that cool? And eventually, if you keep repeating and you then focus the direction you're going, you're going to get what you want. How long do I keep going, though, Scott? I've been doing this for so long. How long do I keep going? You keep going until you get what you want. Wait a second, but I've been doing it 20 years and I haven't got what I want yet. And you said, stand up, take a step, repeat. I'm doing it. I'm standing up. I'm taking a step. I'm repeating it. And I'm not getting what I want. Well, it's okay. So make some adjustments along the way, but don't lose your momentum. Don't stop. Don't pause. Don't delay. Don't wait. Don't do that. Stop. Just keep moving. Just figure out the little directional manipulation you need to make to get what you want. Man, that was a fun start to the show, wasn't it? Hey, did I say, I don't think I said who I was. I forget sometimes. I'm in the moment, stream of consciousness, live, no editing. We push the buttons, live on the flow. We hit stop, we hit export, we hit upload. Done. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com, the home of deciphering the ancient language of common sense. And we call it Scott logic around here. If you don't speak common sense, okay. We'll get you on a crash course today. If you used to remember it, it'll sound vaguely familiar to you. Say you're like, you know, in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, 70s. So this will sound vaguely familiar to you. Just reach back a little bit. You'll get it. It'll come right back to you. I promise you. Speaking some common sense today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. The Facebook group is cool. You need to go there. Facebookgroup.com/group. That's a lie. Facebook.com/group/dailyboost podcast. How you find us. Answer my simple questions. Oh, I have news for you. I decided to retire. I did. I set a date. It's about 5 years away. So I'm not retiring right away. And I'm not really ever retiring. I'm still working on what that means when I retire, but I decided to retire. And, what's that? Why am I not going to retire? Okay, come here. Because I went to a couple of Christmas parties just before Christmas. And we live in a neighborhood, typical Florida neighborhood. We have kids. We have you know, middle-aged people. We have young people. We have older people. We have retired people. We have snowbirds. The elusive snowbird. It's kind of crazy. Hunting season's in, by the way. Right now. The snowbirds are in town. Hunting season's in. Awesome. You can tell because the license plates change, and that's how we know they're here. Well, a lot of them, they fall into two categories. I never want to be in the first category. The first category is, I worked all my life. It's my turn to sit on my ass and do nothing. Ick. And the second category is, darn it. I'm going to have a great time till the day I die. I'm going to be surprised when I drop dead because I'm just partying to the end of time. Otherwise known as Margaritaville at Daytona Beach. That's pretty much what it is. Sold out. Can't get one. So I'm at these Christmas parties, eating cookies and stuff like that. And there's some pretty cool, vibrant people there.
But there were the other ones. They were like 70-something or something. Actually, some were like 62. And I'm looking at them. And by the way, I'm 62. And I'm thinking in my brain, I can't even hear what they're saying. Because my brain's going, hell no, I'm not going to do it that way. Are you kidding me? Sitting around doing nothing. I haven't seen you at your house in 3 weeks. What? So when I retire, we're going on a party. You and I. So it's a lot of years away. I'm never going to retire. I swear to God, I'm going to retire. Actually, here, yeah, I'm going to be like, oh, what? You can, and then I'll die. So let's talk about focus today. You have to listen closely between the lines because between now and the beginning of the show, there are so many freaking nuggets dropped to you that have nothing to do with the content of the show today. And if you're an evil podcast sucker who just downloads 2 million podcasts and never listens to any of them, you don't understand that concept. But if you're one of those people who chooses the right one that speak to you, and that's hopefully you today, you've already been making notes of nuggets. I'm glad you have. Okay, where was I? Focus. Let's get focus, Scott. Get to the focus. So a client asked me, speaking of focus, the other day, what do you pay attention to the most to keep your day on track? I will say this. This is another mantra. I wrote this down after I thought about it. I will tell you this, that I'm actually incredibly good at focus when I want to, which means I'm just focused on something else. Really good. You can't, if I'm focused on something, you really can't get my attention. Five people could walk in this room right now and it wouldn't matter. I'm just focused in the moment where I am. Maybe I could use them to interrupt me, but I said to them, I pay attention to my agenda first. Frankly, I'm going to cross paths with people all day long. And it doesn't have to be my way or the highway. People can read me sometimes that way. Scott, it's your way. It's your way or the highway, isn't it? Not really. Actually, no. I'm perfectly okay with where you want to go. I really, truly am. And I love collaborating. I love working with people. But it's not going to be your way or the highway either. No, it's not my way or the highway. And it's not going to be your way or the highway. And that's it. And if I determine it's going to be your way or the highway, I'm not getting involved. Without delay, without distraction, I'm moving on. The truth is, I want us both to do that. In fact, I think that if you look at my day, what I'm doing is I'm looking at my agenda, looking at my dreams, my goals, the things that I want to accomplish, just like you are. And when an opportunity comes up, and we all have to have external opportunities and meet people to get what we want, to spur our thinking, to teach us things, to give us really the opportunity to step up. We all have to do that. But it should be collaborative in the sense that we are both getting what we want. I told my daughter this the other day. She was getting a job. I said, you know, I can't do a job. I'm unemployable. I am. Oh, no, I'm employable. You can pay me $1 million a year. I'll run your company. We'll make a lot of money. At Christmas time, you can take me out to dinner, the most expensive dinner that's possible for me to buy. I will spend thousands of dollars on dinner. And you can ask me about 3 questions about your business and then just write me another check. That's my terms for working for you. Otherwise, I don't do it. But anyway, we're talking to her about that. And her concern was, I'm just thinking it's going to take me away from my kids. And, you know, I've got some ideas and some plans that I want to do. And I don't know. And I said, well, here's the truth. That if you do get outside yourself, if you do take a job with somebody else, by default, you are going down somebody else's path. And that's okay. And by default, the truth is, it is going to take you off your path. That you are going to be taken away. That some of the focus that you have, some of the dreams and goals, ambitions, the things that you have, it's going to happen. So if you go out of the house for 8 hours, for those 8 hours, you're going to potentially could park yourself in a place where you are putting your ambitions, your hold, your life, everything on hold for at least 8 hours. So if you have a job like that, where you're going to the job and you're hanging out all day long, and then when you're done with the job, you're like, well, now I can get on with my life. Is that you? My God, don't do that. That's what I told her. I said, so if you're smart, you will find the type of job, the type of gig that aligns with you, that has all the values and the activities and everything that you like to do that feel like you're in your groove while you're in somebody else's groove. And that way, when you go, you don't give yourself up and check yourself out when you clock in. And she's totally silent. Totally silent. She goes, this is my daughter. She used to work for me. Dad, have you ever mentioned that on the podcast? I said, no. Not yet. My favorite word, not yet. Yeah, you got to move a little bit forward every single day, get what you want. But since every person on the planet is on their own path, you're always going to find yourself an opportunity to willingly or unwillingly be pulled into their agenda. If you do, you detour yourself from your dreams. And I think you now know my feeling on that. I don't think you need to do that. As long as you pay attention to where you're heading and just align it that way. And it's difficult because people can be very, very persuasive, can't they? And they pull you right in. And sometimes you have to have the job. I get it. Sometimes things are there where I had no choice. I get it. But eventually you do have the choice. Once you get yourself balanced, once you get yourself back on your feet, you do have the choice and you should take the choice. I don't have a choice. I won't do it. It aligns or I don't care. And if it does align, if you and I align, if you and we align, it is awesome. It's the most fun you'll ever have. And if not, no. Why? Because life is fast. And you know as well as I do, if you've been around for a long time, eventually you learn the lessons that nobody wants you to learn. Because as soon as you learn these lessons, guess who's the boss? I used the word boss twice this week. That's awesome. Coming back tomorrow, joyful no matter what. One of my favorite words lately. We'll chat about it again tomorrow. See ya.